Kevin. How are you?
How
are
you doing?
Very good.
Great. Good.
Ah. Was this the first time you saw the episodes in HD like that?
Yes. Yes. Boy, the colors are so rich. It's amazing. It's like having a filter removed or something. It's just incredible.
So, when you know somebody's going to... This is going to be the first time somebody's going to see these episodes. There's audiences that are just going to discover the show. What's the episode you think that encapsulates the show the best?
Encapsulates the show the best... I think the movie of Mask of the Phantasm does that.
Oh,
because it's the whole origin story of Batman, you get it in there. And he falls in love and he questions his vow to his parents. I mean, you get the whole history of Batman in that one movie. So that would be the most perceptive one about the origins for someone coming to it for the first time. The episodes, all the episodes are beautifully written. Perchance to Dream, I love. This Little Piggy. I mean, there's so many. I like that one because I get to sing.
Kevin, I'm going to ask a little off-topic question. I'm a comedian masquerading as a journalist right
now. There you go.
And I know Selena Kopic, who is a...
Oh, no!
Yeah. And she told me some information that you... This is two of my heroes kind of clashing, where you used to room with Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit? Is that something you're willing to talk about, or is that something...
No, it's fine. Robin, we were both at Juilliard.
Yeah.
And we were classmates, and we lived together for 2 years. But, you know, I was 17. I was really young. I was on my own. I got a full scholarship. Robin was 22. He'd already been through college. 17 to 22 was almost like a different generation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a big enough gap.
He was having tortured, complicated relationships with women, and I was popping pimples in the bathroom. You know what I mean? I mean, we were at such different stages in our life, but I was 6'2 and had a deep voice, so no one knew I was 17, or no one treated me like a 17-year-old. To be honest, I think I was a little over my head when I was at Juilliard. I was probably too young to be doing what I was doing, but my family kind of fell apart. I had to live on my own. I was supporting myself. I didn't have much choice, so I got a scholarship and I got out in the world, you know, started doing it. Robin was a very complicated guy. His comedy, there was a lot of darkness under the comedy. But that's true of all comics.
Sure.
But with Robin, it was about an inch beneath the surface. I mean, it was right beneath the surface. He had a heart of gold. And that heart got very easily broken. He was always getting in complicated relationships with women. There was one night I was just holding him. He was having this meltdown. And he was having, like, he was just falling apart. And he couldn't... It's almost like he didn't know how to expose himself emotionally. The thing about Robin is everything you saw, that improvisational performance where he'd go from A to B to Z to D to E to F to G, one character, another character, another character. What every one of those characters was intricately rehearsed. He didn't create them on the spot. His brain was like a computer. And I'd hear him at night in his room practicing characters. And he would have all those characters categorized. And what would happen on stage in the improv was plugging this circuit into that circuit into that circuit into that circuit. But he wasn't creating the characters on the spot. And so there was almost a computer aspect to Robin's brain. And when he would be challenged by emotions, it was hard for him to allow himself to be human.
Wow.
And just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm sorry I monopolized the time.
Sorry. Any other questions?
I didn't mean to bring it all down. I apologize. But thank you so much for
sure,
the question. Thank you.
Come with me, sir.
Is that okay? Sorry.